How we doing today? It's good to come back off the off week and get a chance to look at ourselves and what we accomplished in the first four ball games and things that we needed to improve on and get back to work this week as far as getting ready for Kansas City. We're excited about being back for a home game and hopefully being able to get going. Questions?
What are some of those things that you guys feel like you still need to improve on?
Well, we went through and sort of self-scouted ourselves. We're not going to be specific about what it is that we worked on, but we were able to look at things that we wanted to work on fundamentally and technique-wise within the scheme, and that, you know, we were able to show the players those plays and come back and work through the cut-ups and then be able to work some of it at practice. So from that aspect of it, it's been good for us to make some corrections on some things schematically that we've been working on in the first 4 weeks.
About feeling more comfortable in coverage, dropping into coverage. Can you elaborate on what
I think, you know, like coming in last year, he really hadn't done a lot in coverage. Last year was sort of his first year where, you know, he did a lot of covering, walked out, you know, on a displaced number two, covering backs, covering tight ends, playing a different progressions underneath. That's not something he really did a lot of it at UCLA. And I think, you know, after going through last season, and really, you know, through the offseason, at least being in the meeting room, hearing the terminology, getting the communication between the safety, the nickel, you know, the guys underneath in the corner, you can just tell he's starting to be a lot more communicative himself. So I think that kind of helps to hold out a bunch where he's not, you know, having to second guess himself or think about what his responsibility is. Know what your responsibility is, now understand what the offense is trying to do to attack.
With Travis Kelce, I guess what kind of threat does he pose as a tight end?
He does an excellent job, you know, within their route tree of what it is they ask him to do. He's a tough cover. I mean, he's their second leading receiver, so he's getting a lot of touches on the football. You know, we've got to do a good job of containing him, you know, within the passing game of what we're trying to do coverage-wise. So from that aspect of it, he is one of the guys that, you know he's going to get the football. So that's one of the things that we've got to make sure in our matchups and our zones or our progressions underneath that we do a good job with the leverage, you know, and whatever we've got called for that play.
Zimmer described the safety position next to Harrison Smith as fluid. Does maybe having an interchangeable person there make things difficult when it comes to, like, communicating on the back end?
I the one thing we've always talked about, you know, from day one is we want to make this a competitive atmosphere. And we've got guys there that we feel it can go out in each week, keep improving, keep competing, and that's where we are right now. They understand schematically what it is we're trying to do. Where, you know, they've got to communicate, they've got to be able to get lined up, they've got to be able to adjust the formations. So we're just continuing working that process of competing every day, looking at the different packages, and using the skill sets of the players that we have at that position.
Exum been developing in practices this year so far?
He's come a long way, and he's doing a lot better job with the communication. He's doing a lot better job with the awareness. You know, here's a kid came out of college, was a corner, and now all of a sudden we moved him to safety last year, and, you know, just adjusting to all the things that, you know, we're asking him to do. So he's doing a good job paying attention to the details, asking good questions, working on what we're trying to do from week-to-week game plan, and we're preparing him, you know, like everybody else, to get out there and compete and, you know, try to use his skill set to help us.
Anthony Harris, he's on the practice squad, but is there a way that he might possibly jump up onto the active roster?
I mean, possibly. Anything's possible. We, like I said, each week we're competing. We expect those guys to be able to transfer what we're doing in a meeting room out to the practice field and have those things and keep competing, and that's what we're trying to get accomplished. And when that happens, I don't know. Is it a possibility it can happen soon? It's a possibility it could. But right now, we're just trying to keep moving forward, keep working these guys, keep competing every day, and hopefully just keep getting better from day to day.
What about you guys like to use man coverage a lot on defense? What do you feel like the advantage of that is versus, like, a more zone?
Well, you know, you have a lot of quarterbacks in this league that are very capable of throwing the ball in short windows. So, you know, we do not just a man-to-man, but a lot of pattern match with a lot of the things that we do in our zone coverages. We do play zone. You got to have a good mixture of both where they can't say you're going to be this all the time. So from week to week and from game to game, situation to situation, we try to look at the different matchups that they're trying to present from week to week and then try to put our players in the best position to succeed.
Is there, like, a certain type of defensive back that you feel like you need to fit into your scheme that you guys use?
We try to get the most out of the guys that we have. We can't, because our scouting department does a great job of scouting the guys and the skill sets that we're looking for and the requirements that we're going to ask out of the position. And then when we get it, sometimes you can't control who you have. So from that aspect of it, whoever we have, we just bring them in, try to use their skill set, adjust it, and adapt to what it is that they do best to help us out schematically. All right, good.
Thanks. Thank you.